the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Thanks once again for joining me in this podcast. And specifically in this podcast, I want to talk to you about what you do during the day. So like for most people, it depends what you do, okay? So you may have a job and you're working 9 to 5, and you know, for a lot of people, it's not really working 9 to 5. It's more 8 till, I don't know, maybe 6, 6:30, 7 sometimes. If you're in London, for example, one of the things that always confused me was this culture that you work until 7. So in Leeds, where I was from, we would, you know, if we're going out for some drinks after work, we would finish work, we'd go home, get changed, have a shower, and pop back into Leeds. And it was nice and easy enough to do that. But in London, of course, you can't do that. So you just end up working till 7 o'clock. But the culture seems to be that you actually work until 7 anyway. And I remember speaking to some friends, and I was like, but you finish at 5:30, what are you working till 7 for? And they were like, well, it's expected of us to do that, and if not, then we lose our jobs. And I just felt that was really weird. And so what we tend to find in the excuse zone as to why people can't get stuff done is simply because they're at work all the time, or they're so busy, and they just don't have enough time to do anything. And you know, it's really not true, because if we were to work out how many hours are in a week, it's something like, I think, is it 168? I should have probably done a bit of research before I came on and did the podcast. I'm pretty sure it's 168. So if you think about that, you're actually only working for 40 of those hours, which means that you've still got another 128 hours left. Well, what else do you need to do? Well, you need to sleep. So let's say that you get 7 hours of sleep a night. And that's 49 hours for a week, okay? So out of 168, you're working 40-hour weeks, so you've got 128 left, minus the 49. And if my mental math serves me right, you've got 79 hours left. Now, of course, you've got to see the kids, you've got to see the family and that sort of thing. But you've still got 79 hours. So even if you did, let's just say you did 2 hours every single day. So 2 hours on a Monday all the way through to Saturday and Sunday. Which means you're going to have to make a commitment on a Saturday and Sunday only to see the family for about that amount of time. But that's still 14 hours that you've got there. So 79 minus 14 is 65. So now you've got a 65-hour week. Let's be really kind and let's chuck another 25 hours at your family. So you've got another 40 hours worth to work. Now, unless I've really gone crazy and done all my maths wrong, which can happen, maths has never been my strong point, I'll be honest with you, despite being a property investor. I've always struggled with my maths. But you've still got 40 hours a week left to go out and build a business. And, you know, even if you haven't got that, and let's get that down to, say, 15 hours, that's 3 hours a day over 5 days. Is that something that you can do to build a business? Of course it is. And so what happens is that I hear people saying, oh, well, I've not got enough money. We've got another 15 hours. And I'm not saying that you go out and earn £10 an hour working at McDonald's or washing cars. But you know what? If you haven't got anything else, then yes, that's what you do. But for those 15 hours, and we've really cut down, you should have another 60 hours, 65 hours it was, wasn't it? So, but we've cut it down to 15 hours just to be a little bit more conservative for you. What can you do in those 15 hours? Well, let's just put it this way. Let's say that you could earn £100 an hour. Let's say that it takes you 5 hours of marketing to get 10 clients at £100 an hour. That's an extra £1,000 a week, £4,000 a month. How would that suit you? And I'm guessing that that would suit you quite well, right? Because most people need, what, £3,000, £4,000 a month after all their expenses? Sorry, after all the tax, that's how much we need to live on. So you can do it. But for most people, they're so stuck in the vicious circle of these frustrations. I haven't got enough money, I've got a crappy boss, I'm working really long hours, or you don't understand, Dan, because I have to commute all the time, I've got enough time freedom, I've got office politics to deal with, all I seem to do is work, eat and sleep, I do lots of travelling and meetings and so on. And you don't understand, Dan, because I hear this all the time, you don't understand. I'm so busy building someone else's dream, I haven't got time to do all this. I hear it almost every day from people, where I'm like, why aren't you just doing this, this, this and this? And so the reason why they can't see beyond that is because they're so focused on what the problem is. They fail to see what the potential solution is. And I'm sure you've met people like this. If it's not yourself, it could be your spouse or partner. It could be anybody, right? It could be yourself. But you get so stuck in this problem of, oh, you don't understand, my life's so difficult, that they forget to look at what their potential is. So let me tell you what the potential is. The potential is more money. So imagine that you were able to earn just £100 an hour for 10 hours a week extra. Like, how would that money change your life? Quite significantly. And then what you can do, once you started replacing the income that you're getting from work, is you can then leave work and then you can go do more of what your part-time work is. And that's why we set up the, you know, the 100k coaching business program. Because we know how to help people make £100,000 in 12 months. We know that because we've done it. And we simply show, you know, we reveal the curtain and we show people how to do that. So I know it can be done because we're doing it. And we don't work full-time as coaches. So last thing that I want, I did a little video about Gary Vaynerchuk last week. Vaynerchuk, I should say, sorry. Last week about working 18-hour days. I don't want to do that. I don't know anybody who wants to do that. I want to work 2 hours a day maximum. And so that's what I do. And all the other time is filled with just doing lifestyle stuff. That's what most people want, I guess. But imagine if you had more money, no boss, hours to suit, no more commuting, complete and utter time freedom, no more office politics. You can go on a holiday whenever you want. You can live, eat and sleep. And then you can do a little bit of work on the side. No travelling just for work unless you know, you want to do it. And you can start to create your own dream. You get to live life on your own terms. You can be involved with the kids or not, depending on your perspective, as much or as little as you want. You can create a business that fits in around how you want to work. You can get money on demand. You can decide to take on more clients or not because you've systemized the process of taking on clients. And even if you did take on more clients, it actually takes up very little extra time because you've created a process, a strategy of delivering the coaching through a specific way. This would be a powerful life transformation for you. And so when you move from thinking about the problem of focusing on not enough time, crappy bosses, long hours, and you move that onto living life on my terms, and then you start to fill in the gaps and start to ask a better question, such as, how can I live life on my terms? How do I earn £100 an hour for 10 hours a week? And then turn that into a full-time, or rather, let me rephrase that, into a part-time job that provides full-time pay. It's always about asking a better question. And so many people get stuck in what the problem is. They forget to focus on what the solution is. And then when they understand what the solution is, then they can ask different types of questions, which would be, how can I make this happen? How can I put in place a marketing, automatic marketing plan so that leads just generate automatically and come through into my system, and I've got another system to close those leads. Some will close, some won't, and that will generate an automatic income. When you start asking those type of questions, you start getting those type of answers because the brain's very, very clever. So if, for example, if you ask yourself, why am I so fat? The brain will just run off. It'll ask its own little Google, which lives inside its head. It'll come back and it'll say, it's because you're lazy, because you eat loads of takeaway food, you don't do any exercise. It'll run off and it'll come back with the answer to the question, the specific question that you've asked it. So ask it a better question. Instead of saying, why am I so fat? How about you ask it, how can I get fit? So then your brain will run off to its little internal Google. It'll come back and go, well, stop eating takeaways, like walk to work, cycle to work, go to the gym, go for a swim, take the dog for a run, whatever that needs to be, go out cycling, go surfing, whatever. Join his five-side soccer club, go salsa dancing. Your brain will come back with the answers. And you can even extend that question to, how can I get fit and make it fun? Well, now, that's a totally different question. You know, if you want to get fit, trust me, go practice for a triathlon. That'll soon get you fit, running, swimming and cycling. It can't do anything but is that a lot of fun? Now, for some people, that is a lot of fun, by the way. But for others, it totally isn't fun. So what else could you do that could be fun? So maybe go for a run, but listen to some comedy. Or, you know, you can download comedy as a podcast. At least then, like, the running is still painful, but at least it's offset by listening to people making you laugh. of a laughing and running, I imagine, isn't the best. But maybe you might want to listen to some inspirational podcasts or some business podcasts while you're out going for a run. Or maybe do what I do, which is I love to play basketball. And when I go play basketball, I love playing basketball. It's so much more fun. And, you know, I go running for 2 hours, the equivalent of running. All right, I'm stopping and starting, and I'm jumping, and I'm moving side to side, so the movements are different. But I'm still getting a really good cardio workout there. Plus all the other stuff, you know, building rapport with the people I work with, practicing my Spanish, because it's all Spanish, on the outdoor court. So it all starts from asking yourself a better question, not focusing on what the frustrations are and what's not happening in your life, because you keep asking yourself about those constantly anyway, the same question over and over and over again. And so if you can move that from asking that same question onto asking a better question, then you'll begin to shift your mindset, and your focus will then move on to, this is what I want, how can I make this happen? And when you start making that shift, those are the first steps that you need in order to get some success. All right, nice short podcast for you there, but it was just something I was thinking about. I wanted to share it with you. I hope it's useful. Please drop me a line. I'd love to get some feedback. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll catch up with you on the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.